Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love. Have you ever considered what will happen when the language of cosmic love becomes common sense with a common language? Are you aware that this love language is, in fact, the learning process, the creative process, and the processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance? Think about that. Such a language of consciousness has the potential to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. This is what cosmic love is all about, higher conscience. Give yourself a checkup from the neck up. What do you think will happen to your world and the world at large as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, both individually and collectively? I'll give you a big hint. Take a good look at the worldwide web of consciousness that the internet has created. Consider this new net reality for what it truly is, a global revolution in higher consciousness. The instant, everywhere, interactive internet has eliminated space and time. We're all connected in a global village now. All knowledge is at your fingertips. Knowledge power as never before known to humanity. But where's the cosmic love, you may ask? There's a new net reality shaping the consciousness of humanity. Freedom to know better and the opportunity to do better has far outpaced the ability of our core institutions to keep up with the revolutionary capabilities for all humanity. That's what the internet represents, the evolving consciousness of humanity, the collective consciousness of humanity, and the collective future of humanity. That's where cosmic love comes in. Any good metaphysician with his finger on the pulse of humanity could tell you that. If you step out of the box of contemporary groupthink and if you become an objective observer of the evolutionary ascent of net reality caused by the internet, you will not only see a huge wave of change coming, but also the nature of that change and the role that cosmic love will play in change events. There is a natural evolutionary path to these changes. Cosmic love is a blueprint for that change. It always has been. But humanity is just beginning to grasp the multidimensional consciousness required to navigate the vast, uncharted realm of inner space, the internet, at the heart of the internet. This is the new global village consciousness that is defining the collective conscience of humanity. Let's get real. Net reality is what we make it. Where do you think it's going? How do you think we'll get through the birth pangs of a new world being born? Are you ready for the next big thing in the computer internet revolution? Would you agree that the best way to predict the future is to create it? Cosmic love is the answer to these questions. All I ask is that you listen and learn. See how you can catch the biggest wave of opportunity in history. I'll explain how you can ride that wave for phenomenal win-win benefits for yourself and all humanity. Those hearing this are obviously computer literate, so connect the dots. Get a grip on the net reality of global connection with the benefits of cosmic love. Someone has to do it. May it begin with us, united sovereigns in a united state of cosmic love. Always victory when we love enough, keep the faith, get the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow, and claim the victory of cosmic love in your world and the world at large.
Greetings, every soul. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for July 31st, 2010. Whether you're listening to this live today or listening it on a replay, I think you'll find some of this interesting. I'm going to be addressing what I sometimes refer to as a common sense that's uncommon, what we all have in common, not looking at our differences that divide us, but the common sense that unites us. So this is a subject, those who've been reading my series of posts that I provide links with on the website, you will see that I've been massaging this message of unity conscience, the momentum of unity convergence, it's sometimes called, the unity convergence movement, the work of Jan Kalman on the Mayan calendar regarding the true cycles that are converging over this next year, 2010, 2011, regarding the end of the Mayan calendar and the beginning of no time, zero time, zero point, the end of time as we know it, and the beginning of a new time, you might say. And that all has to deal with our perceptions of time, space-time relativity, as the veil thins, the connections that we have with what is real, the gathering of the tribes of Israel, what is real, in a universal sense, in a common sense, in a unity sense of, you know, how we are one in a basically same frame of reference, you might say, for all that is, an agreement. Now, we're far from that, you might say, now. We've all got our individualized sense of what's real. And the idea at the highest level of individuality is indivisible, where you might say, one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. That concept of one nation, one people, one earth, one common sense, common to all people. And so there's some keynotes and highlights I'm going to touch on today. The one that of my favorites that I've been using the last couple of years is that the world is a cosmic struggle for the soul of mankind, and that struggle is reaching a climax. Now, the concept of the soul and the soul of mankind and what's going through with global humanity at this point with the internet revolution, the instant everywhere interactive common sense, in this common sense connection, and how that is bringing to the surface, you might say, all that separates us, the sense of separation, which is the cause of all suffering, whether that be nationalism, any ism, any belief system that emphasizes separation rather than connection, how we are different rather than how we are one. And the theme, one of the highlight themes of the day is how the global evolution revolution, you might say, has paralleled the computer internet revolution. And how either we link the light of conscientious common sense in our all-connected ubiquitous social networks or the misqualified momentums of corrupt consciousness will continue creating divisions, desecrating the sacred, and destroying civility for their own profit and control. And I like the quote from Ben Franklin at the beginning of the Founders Revolution in America when he said, either we all hang together or most assuredly we will all hang separately. So basically there's going to be a unity convergence. It's in process. It's from the inside out. This is what's going on with the dimensional shift of energies as Earth and our solar system crosses the galactic plane of our Milky Way galaxy in this 25,800-year precession of the equinoxes that crosses the galactic plane in this huge cycle. We're doing it again in Aquarius, which is the spirit of freedom in divine love. So the New American, you might say, evolution, revolution, and higher consciousness is in that spirit of the Aquarian dispensation of divine love and freedom thereby. And that subject, and of course, if you've been up on the links that I've provided, is the ongoing subject of the hour, you might say. The higher the concept, the higher one's concept or conception or understanding of this energetic shift from the inside out in our DNA and our consciousness, in the quantum field of global reality, the higher that your concept of that, the greater the results. So realize that the battle is already won. One is in victory and one is in unity conscience that is synonymous with conscientious common sense and service to what is best for all, not the compartmentalized thinking of special interests that have a vested interest in keeping common sense uncommon. So I'm playing with words here. You know, I do that a lot. I can't think of anything better to do because exquisite metaphor is like the modern-day parable. And the parallel, I think that if Christ were alive today, he wouldn't be talking about agricultural metaphors or parables. He'd be talking about internet metaphors and how space and time have virtually been eliminated globally. We have a global village. The family of man in this global village is just coming to grips with this new unity consciousness. That's on the internet, you might say the outer net, but the inner net, the inner sense of this connection at the heart of the internet, this web of light and consciousness in the quantum field, is what's really changing at an accelerated rate at the inside out. It's going to take a while for the internet to catch up. I talk a lot about the potential of the internet, but the portal or the gateway from cyberspace to inner space is the fulcrum of attention. And how we focus attention with pure intention is really the key to one's evolutionary ascension. And what's true for the individual is true for the collective consciousness. So it's true for the collective consciousness specifically in terms of the potential, the extraordinary potential of the internet to eliminate time and space, to connect people globally with an interactive interface for mass-to-mass interaction, mass-to-mass communication, mass-to-mass telecom, emphasizing the TLC in telecom, and how we shape the social networks to culture social conscience is the result we will get. And so the internet is catching up to what is going on the internet. And this is a revolution, evolution from the inside out. And now is the time prophesied, the beginning of a new unity in our diversity that is the end of the world as we have known it, according to the Mayan calendar, according to a lot of people who realize how profound this dimensional shift, this consciousness shift, is in the collective consciousness of humanity. So what I'm saying is there's a new common sense that is matriculating the matrix of collective consciousness with a new unity in our diversity, a new awakening to the emerging blueprint for a golden age. Now, the copy I provided on the Cosmic Love website that introduces the show today provides hot links on the violet letters. They're not underlined, but if you run your cursor from your mouse over the top of it, you'll see that the letters highlight and that the little pointer comes up that you can click on it and go to links for more information. Now, this linking of the light, or this, you might say, hyperlinking of conscience in the quantum field of our all connection is really one of the unique things about the internet. And it makes it's a phenomenal tool, not just for the show BBS Radio in general, but for individuals that find a subject, a topic that interests them, and are really interested in going further into that subject with hyperlinks. with hot links that provide, you might say, more light. And the type of light that puts your feet to the fire so you feel the heat. And basically warm up to the concepts that are really behind this evolution, revolution, and higher consciousness that we see in the world today. So ask yourself, what is the common sense we all have in common? And what does everyone want to see, really want to see happen in the world today? How do we utilize the amazing potential, the instant, everywhere, interactive internet to link the light of our God-given gifts and talents for more light? I think the greatest failing of global humanity is the failing to link the light of our God-given gifts and talents. So much extraordinary talents that so many people have that don't link up with the talents of others, don't synergize their talents with others by defining, refining, combining, and shining, you know, the light of their talents, the light of their gifts, and relationships to the gifts and talents of others. So, is it true that conscientious common sense and a revolution in common sense is really what will represent more light, more conscience, more wholeness, for more healing on our planet? I think, you know, the answer is self-evident to at least light workers, light bearers, light weavers, those who are already on the path of more light. That's hopefully, ideally, why they listen to Cosmic Love. That's the subject that I like to involve and evolve with concepts, guests, links, websites, subjects that represent the sacred light. I like to think of myself as a technician of the sacred light. I kind of got that when I was working as a photographer and built several dark rooms. And, you know, back then, before the digital age, when you've got a beam of light, which is like the focus of attention, and you learn to work with the image and the processes of image making, I got into the parallels with the processes of consciousness, and there's an exact parallel between the photomechanical process and the perceptual processes. How we get the picture, or get any picture, the pictures within a picture, and all the qualifications of a picture, whether it be black and white, or the full spectrum colors, and what that conveys to image making. So I've gone into that with some of the websites, provided links on that. And in this article later on, you'll see a link with the language of light, the language of consciousness. That's really this subject of the photomechanical process as it relates to the perceptual process. So based on your conscientious consideration of these questions about common sense, consider how a higher concept of mass-to-mass telecom with hardware will naturally create an environment for culturing social conscience in our social networks. Now, this concept of mass-to-mass telecom, mass-to-man telecommunications, the information is hot-linked. You can go to a website that goes into that in detail. Because that concept of what a mass interaction will look like in our social networks and how that will culture conscience, and the concept of hardware is linked on that website, and websites within websites, you might say, and going more into the specifics of how this will work, what it will look like, and what we can expect as the veil thins at an accelerated rate on this gathering momentum, this conscience convergence, this dimensional shift to zero point over this next year. Now, this next year is the real issue, according to Jan Kahneman, the foremost expert on the Mayan calendar, and you get a whole lot of experts that are saying it's 2012. And Now, there are things that will happen in 2012 as a consequence of the energetic shift here through 2011. And whether it goes physical, the energy shifts with the information that I have and some of you have read on Planet X, which many people are photographing at sunrise and sunset, some of them even using welder's goggles to photograph through that to look into the sun because it's right to the edge of the sun. And the full portents of that over this next year, nobody knows the exact timeline, but it's going to be interesting. We live in interesting times. Dramatic weather is happening all over the planet. It's breaking all precedents of different kinds in terms of the frequency and intensity of earthquakes, the frequency and intensity of volcanism, of storms, hurricanes, tornadoes. We've had a couple here in Montana that were record breakers here just this last month. And excuse me, I was getting a drink there. So I thought I would go into now, that's kind of a preface to what I really wanted to say, all that information. And the momentum of more light, easier and faster. This is an old theme. I remember Thomas Jefferson saying that enlightened people generally and tyranny and oppressions of body and mind will vanish like evil spirits at the dawn of day. Well, there's a new day dawning. That new day dawning is what the Mayans referred to the end of time, the great purification. There's many different names to talk about the big shift in energies, consciousness, dimensional shift, quantum shift that's going to be going on. And it's happening. You can see it happening with the Internet. You can see the full implications of a revolution in higher consciousness that's been happening all over the world as people are awakening to the major secrets of history, the big cover-ups, the real story behind the creation of and management of wars, terror, disease, and for profit, and the full implications of more light, more awareness, more awakening to this huge drama is gathering momentum, and it's having a huge change effect on how people think of their institutions, and specifically how our institutions could be upgraded with public access to tools like the Internet, if they don't have access, but a new public access, you might say, that represents an upgrade of our horse and buggy representation systems. In other words, an electronic instant everywhere Internet upgrade of our core constitutional freedoms and what that will look like. So, as I said, a new day is dawning. As the veil of mass illusion and willful ignorance is rapidly thinning with more light of a cosmic nature. And when I say cosmic nature, I'm, of course, referring to cosmic love, but I'm also referring to the unity consciousness and the conscious convergence movement that's happening over this next year as our solar system intersects the galactic plane of star systems in our Milky Way galaxy. More light translates to less darkness. The end of the world as we have known it. Some people would say the end of the 3D world and the initiation of a 4D and fifth dimensional concept of reality that is so far past the way we think of time, space, and connection that most people can't even can't relate to what I'm talking about when I talk about fifth dimensional things. But let's just chalk it up as ESP or effective sensory perception. There's nothing extra about it when you've got it, and that is the effective sensory perception that's telepathic, that is intuitive. As the veil thins, more people are having deja vu experiences. They're knowing what other people are thinking before they say it. They're saying things at the same time as other people. They're having, you might say, insight of a telepathic nature. And this is part of the phenomena that we'll be seeing. People are losing time, the sense of time. A lot of people are checking out of institutions, and you might say the institutionalized thinking, or at least are trying to become more flexible with their time, in flex time with their jobs, with their work. A lot of people are cashing out of the cities and moving to the country and getting a more grounded lifestyle. A lot of changes are going on with a lot of people for a lot of reasons right now, and the portents are for more change from the inside out. So you might say that there's a whole movement towards revealing the mysteries of God, revealing the mysteries of mankind, and really coming to understand more about the processes involved with processes for involving, you might say, an evolving consciousness. Because this is, you might say, the end all of our human experience. The only thing we take with us past this life is that which we learn in this life. And there's great opportunity now as never before for more light in this regard. Becoming conscious of how one is conscious, the language of consciousness, the processes of consciousness. And metaphors, exquisite metaphors for involving and evolving consciousness. So, Founding Father James Madison, who was Chief Architect of the Constitution, said, "Conscience is the most sacred of all property." And that kind of nails it on the head. It really is an issue of culture and conscience and technologies of communication for what I call information's ecology will make it possible to recycle general knowledge and generate specific wisdom. So the great hope of light workers, light weavers, light bearers worldwide is really great faith in the light of divine love that never fails those who align with pure intention to focus our attention on our evolutionary ascension with more light. And you might say that's a prayer field. A quantum prayer field of expectation and anticipation that is exponential to the power of the number of people involved in that prayer field. And this is a quantum reality. There's a squaring function of this process. We're getting quite a storm here. I'm hoping the electronics is going to hold out here. I've got a UPS system on my computer, but boy, it's really ripping out. We got one of those mountain storms with hail starting to shred the grass out in front of me, and man, it's really coming down. But anyway, so I guess I'm really riding the wave here of more energy. Anyway. Back to the subject of creating a prayer field of expectation and anticipation in full faith that mass awakening to the great challenges of the day will compel a greater commitment to the path of more light, the power of wisdom and love that is now destined to go mainstream with the global evolution, revolution, and higher conscience as the higher power governing civility and civilization. So as Thomas Paine said in his treatise, Common Sense, that sparked the American Revolution, we have it in our power to begin the world over again. And now you have the opportunity to network a vision of truth and love for the net worth of a new net reality for the family of man in our global village. You can do that by forwarding this link to this Cosmic Love webpage, this link to this article that I've provided on that page, basically to link the light of truth and love. This is what Cosmic Love is all about, linking the light and caring enough to share the concepts of a global revolution in higher consciousness, the quantum reality of the hour, and what's going on with this Mayan calendar. What does it really mean, the end of the world as we know it? How are things going to change? I think the higher our concept of what's really in process, the greater will be the results in our thinking, feeling, our acting. And this is the subjects I revolve on the show for those who listen. And I think there's more people that are awakening. There are many people that have already had very clear insight into this big shift process that is going on globally. A lot of us are really hopeful that this rolling momentum of awakening will accelerate with a critical mass of people worldwide that are committed to a path of light, higher conscience, and tools and processes like the internet that can be used to culture social conscience in our social networks. So I really would like to think that global civilization will reboot with this mass awakening, and part of that will be the opportunity for the use of the internet for mass-to-mass telecommunications, you might say teleconscience. And the way this could facilitate, you might say, information's ecology, the recycling of general knowledge to empower specific wisdom with the heart. So mass-to-mass telecom, when I use that concept, I'm emphasizing the TLC in telecom. Because either there's really a revolution, evolution, and greater love, you know, of, by, and for, you know, all humanity and this platform for evolution that sustains us. Either that happens or we forfeit the full potential of our life here and of our new net reality that has the potential to link the light of a new common sense, to liberate the family of man from the victim dictum of institutions that no longer serve the purpose for which they were created. So I've really gone into the subject with some of these links, specifically the one on unity conscience that deals with this new unity in our diversity. And that concept of unity conscience, what it will look like, how it will work, how it will be cultured through interactive, mass-to-mass interaction through the potential of the internet. And that process is going on at an early level, you might say, in our social networks now. I mean, the internet's really at an adolescent stage. And as it matures, the full potential inherent to the internet, the full potential for culturing unity in our diversity or a unity conscience is emerging. And you might say the ways and means for this to happen is the emerging blueprint for a golden age. So in the eternal scheme of things, you'll be known for what you did in spite of fear, not because of it. In other words, the greatest opposition, you might say, to this revolution in higher consciousness is man's sense of limitation, the sense of I'm only human or I'm only my body or only my job, and the sense of self-limitation in general. And I'm going to be talking about that. I'm going to be talking about the greatest opposition to higher consciousness is the ego that'll do anything for self-preservation of itself. And specifically, it'll make anything higher, lower, to build itself up by putting others down. That's the way the ego works. And now the human condition is fraught with a lot of egocentric stuff. And it's, to this point, you might say the organized egos of power elite giants who are ethical infants has it just created havoc on the planet. And we're seeing the results of that in the economy, in the healthcare systems being proposed, and in a lot of our social, political, and economic institutions. We're seeing the results of egos unleashed with technology rather than mitigated or limited by technology. So technology is like money. You know, it's not intrinsically bad. It's how it's used. And it's the same thing with perception. I've dealt a lot on that subject of perception with a recent article website, which is at the heartcom.org website with a subdirectory called KOF8, Keepers of the Frequency Series. I provided a link for that later on in this article that you can go to as the conclusion of the introduction I gave on my Cosmic Love website. So I'm going to read a quote from one of my favorite great souls, Mahatma Gandhi, who said that when I despair, I remember that all through history, the way of truth and love is always one. There have been tyrants and murderers, and for a time they seem invincible, but in the end, they always fail. Think of it, they always fail. So I've had in recent articles recently, I've had quite a response from different individuals, and I've kind of paraphrased some of their responses with these questions. One is that, so why is a revolution the evolution of conscience so scary to the status quo? Another one is, how do you help the cause of conscience when fear is so prevalent? Another is, if fearless faith neutralizes faithless fear, what's the problem? And this final one, if truth and love is to prevail, what's the solution? So my response to that is that a house can't stand that is divided against itself, and so it is with the mind. We're talking about a revolution in higher consciousness, and you might say the battleground, which is a little melodramatic, but everyone is going and through their own consciousness is dealing with this issue of the ego. And everyone is dealing with the momentum in Western civilization, which is a left brain dominant momentum. And the left brain is pretty much focused on a compartmentalized, fragmented way of thinking that you might say is already divided and conquered by uncommon sense. It really gets into special sense in the left brain. It's the right brain that is more nonlinear, intuitive, and receptive and sensitive to how others are thinking, feeling, and acting. There's more of a sense of connection in a holistic way through right brain thinking. Western civilization is left brain dominant. And this has always been the tactic of the left brain to, you might say, divide and conquer by linear, logical, left brain letter of the law that is, expression is the letter of the law, killeth the spirit of the law, and right brain spherical or spiritual conscience. And this process of the maintaining the momentums, or the old momentums, the old paradigm of left brain dominant civilization, that habit tends to draw the line with closed systems of what I call BS or belief systems, BS for belief systems. And those lines that are drawn serve to over specialization, which is, you might say, BS doctrine and dogma. And that over specialization is under adaptable to conscientious common sense, more of a, you know, the more of the right brain spherical common sense, intuitive consciousness. So over-specialization, you might say, is the nemesis of Western civilization. You might say it's the special interests that are at the expense of public interests. And it's the public interests that are in service to others, and the special interests that are self-serving. These are the closed systems that are closed to open open systems. Basically, it's like Obama, when he came into government, he vowed to, you know, open up systems of government with more transparency. Well, we've seen that what's happened since then is there's been the same old momentum to hold the line on institutions that are self-serving rather than public-serving, whether you're talking about economy or healthcare system or otherwise. This is the classic example of over-specialization that is under-adaptable to common sense. So it is common sense, of course, that serves the public and serves the commonwealth, what is best for the public at large. Closed systems are under-adaptable to open systems, which culture university and diversity. Now, this concept of university and diversity was the original de facto motto of the founding fathers, authorized on the Great Seal of the United States back in 1772 or 1782. And that unity and diversity was represented in the Latin expression e pluribus unum, out of many, one. So the common sense of U.S. founders really is the common sense that will restore the founders' legacy today. It's the same pure intention for unity in our diversity. That legacy has never been better represented than by the chief architect of the Constitution when he said that conscience is the most sacred of all property. As goes the collective conscience of mankind, so goes the evolution of our humanity with the angels of our better nature. This is as true for every soul on the path of eternal progression as it is true for the family of man today in our global village. The same concerns of U.S. founders in the New World of America back then is the same concern of global netizens now, global citizens, global netizens on the Internet, who are all connected with this new instant everywhere and interactive technology. It's the same concern of global netizens in the new world now of our global village. So social conscience is the core currency of the Commonwealth. It always has been. And systems of public representation were pioneered by U.S. founders. And today, they would represent an Internet upgrade of our core constitutional freedoms. It's not rocket science. The infrastructure for optimizing our global village net reality is already installed and operational with the Internet. When we realize with real eyes how social conscience can now be easily cultured in our new instant everywhere and interactive social networks, we also see how the family of man can now finish globally what U.S. founders began locally. We truly do have the power to begin the world over again, as Thomas Paine said. So this is a favorite theme of mine, and really it comes down to what Marshall McLuhan said, that the media is the message, and the media now is the Internet, and either we use it or we lose it. James Madison, chief architect of the Constitution, said that public opinion sets the boundaries to every government and is the real sovereign in every free one. Well, think of the Internet. You know, it transcends, it transcends all boundaries of nation states. It's in all boundaries of language. If people speak, you know, using English, and now there's websites that have universal translators for translating it into languages and a language into other languages automatically. It's not perfected yet, but it's getting there. And this concept of of social conscience in the public sphere, and how it's that social conscience of public opinion that sets the bounds to every government. And we're talking about, with the internet, we're talking about self-governance, you might say, enlightened self-interest in terms of a self-governance in our social networks. And I say enlightened self-interest because I think everyone has a self-interest in freedom. And this is the way, through public opinion and social conscience, that sovereignty can rule for each individual and in a collective, and how a new freedom can culture conscientious common sense in our social networks. It's quite a concept that's completely reasonable when you take the sequential development of the computer internet revolution from hardware, IBM, and software, Microsoft, and NetWare, which was Netscape, that provided the first internet browser, and now we've got hardware. The concept of hardware as an interactive interface for mass-to-mass interaction through the internet is really a model of how to take heart, you might say, with a vision of virtue for the victory of more light, more conscience, more heart. And I'd like to see this natural progression of the internet move us from the prevailing understanding now of the computer as the network of computers, which is the internet, to a new conscience of the network. The computer network, the network of computers, has a heart with a conscience, and that unity conscience can be cultured through the interactive process to the extent that this universal law language interface, this language of conscience, is involved in the process. And that's what I explain on the website on hardware. That's what I explain on the website on mass-to-mass telecom. You can read those links and see for yourself how this potential is very real now. The potential is vast, and it's been proven in all its components. It just needs to be integrated. So there was a divine destiny for America the U.S. founders championed, and there is a divine destiny for Earth now that champions an internet upgrade of our core constitutional freedoms. The pure intention is to fulfill a global revolution, evolution in our higher conscience. But now this evolution, revolution, will be from the inside out, as I've mentioned, the spirit that matters at the heart of a new unity in our diversity. As this unity convergence goes mainstream over the next year, we will see a new common sense that rallies the light core of global civility. Now, the light core, the concept of the core, the analogy is a military core, but we're talking about a light worker core, a core of light workers who are linking the light, linking the conscience, and linking the language of light, the language of conscience, that will involve and evolve our individual conscience with this hardware. This
time for the podcast.
Okay. You can read about this in more detail. Continue with that article that I provided. And I provide specific links then to the different aspects of how this is possible. I thank you for listening to Cosmic Love, and happy trails. We'll see you in a couple weeks. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where light workers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.